Hello and welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. This is Thursday night. I am actually doing part two to Revelations 13 here. And guys, I decided I am going to try and do a podcast twice a week to finish up the book of Revelations. I believe I said this before, that since I've started speaking on the book of Revelations, I have been through a lot of physical attacks and spiritual attacks. So, it's even taken a toll on me health-wise as well. And you know, as scripture says, Satan knows he only has a short time. And that is here in the book of Revelations. I've already spoke on that chapter. And look around with what's going on in today's time. Look what's happening around the world. Russia and Ukraine. The volcanoes erupting. Earthquakes happening. The floods. The wildfires. And it's still not over with yet. The virus. And more viruses are to come. You know, there's going to be pestilence at the end of the days, at the end of time. And we're basically now, somebody told me that we are not living in the last days. We are living in the last hours, the last seconds. This is a good friend of mine who told me this. We must learn. We must learn to see the signs. And really, truly, like someone told me over the phone yesterday, my spiritual dad told me over the phone, unless you're walking in the Spirit of the Lord, you cannot discern the end sign, the end time signs. If you go outside and look at the sun, does it look dim to you, or does it look like it's shining bright like it does every day? Or the moon, does it look dim to you, or does it still shine bright to you? Only the people who's walking in the Spirit of the Lord can see that the sun has dimmed for this time of the year to be the summertime. Only people that's walking in the Spirit of the Lord can actually see the moonlight is dim, that it's not giving much light, and that there is a different color, a different tint, that it looks off. Now, you may say, well, I don't serve the Lord and I can see that, or I don't believe in that. That means you probably have some type of gift of discernment. So you're operating in a gift of discernment. And if you do have that gift, you need to repent and come to know God so He can take you deeper into things so you can know more and get deeper in debt with Christ. I also want to say this. We need to start making changes in our life. This is the time for us to make changes. And everybody needs to start making changes for the best, for the better. We all need to think of stuff to start repenting and stop doing. And we need to really work on it. And this is including myself. We also need to see, look at the crickets that's been on the news. They call them Mormon crickets. Look how it's infested Nevada, and I believe it is it Idaho, and I'm going to say they're going into Utah, or have already got or already in Utah, somewhere in those states. I know Idaho and Nevada are two that they infested, and you know, the Bible talks about this stuff, and people don't realize that is part of the plagues. They can't see that. But we that serves God and reads the Bible know that it's God speaking to us. Sometimes God gives us warnings. He gives us warnings and signs to straighten up. And if we don't, things get worse. Just like in Moses' days. Remember when God cast the plagues in Moses, he gave Pharaoh and them warnings after warnings, and they wouldn't take it. Remember the plagues of the frogs, and they still would not believe it. And things kept getting worse, even the boils that came up on the skin, and they were painful. And then those that did, they started realizing, then they would repent, then go back to their old ways again. And we're all bad about that. We all are bad. And we need to work on that. Let's change our ways and realize we are seeing a lot of the signs here that's going on. And we are warned through nature. And just because the crickets may not be in your area right now, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Sometimes it will happen in certain places, and it's just up to you to believe that it's happening in these places that you see on the news and see this stuff to know, yes, this is true. This is God speaking to us. We've just got to recognize it and not overlook the warnings. I'm going to take a short break here, and then we're going to get back to Revelation 13, and it will be verses 11 through 18. Thank you. All right, folks, I'm back. Thank you for that short break. Now, folks, let's get into chapter 13, 11 through 18. Remember, I read the King James Version here. I just like to ask before I forget, please subscribe or follow, because some of the podcast platforms has the word follow, others has the word subscribe. So look for those two buttons. It is free. It just lets the podcast, the algorithm of that podcast platform, to know that you are interested in my podcast. And they will actually spread my episodes out more, promote it more, what I'm trying to get. And the same with YouTube. If you go to my YouTube channel, it's under the same name, Abe's Front Porch Talk, and hit the subscribe button. That lets YouTube know you're interested in my videos there, and they promote my videos on YouTube. So, you guys, please do that and share with your family and friends. Now, let's get started here. Remember, this is the King James Version. So I'm going to read this, and then we're going to talk about it. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Now, verse 12, there you can find back on verse 3 of chapter 13 here. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number of 666. Now, as I just read here in this scripture, where it says, and he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. See, that right there in that verse talks about miracles, how the beast is going to perform miracles. This is how he's going to deceive you. And just like I said in the episode a few nights ago, part one to this, they're going to perform all these miracles. It will be seen on TV. It will be breaking news through your favorite TV shows, your cell phones. You're going to get notifications on your cell phones, your laptops. You're going to be able to watch all of this through your computers. And it's going to be breaking news when they start performing miracles. And it's the beast just to get you deceived. And it will deceive your young children. As you just heard me read in scripture, it makes the young and the old to fall, the rich and the poor. It doesn't care how poor you are or how rich you are. It will deceive you to make you take his mark, to want you to bow down and worship him. But don't you dare do this. I've said this over and over. Make sure you know to teach your children not to take this mark, because they could go to schools and the teachers and the principals tell the students they have to take the mark of the beast, or they'll get paddled, or they will be suspended from school if they did not take it, and they must do what they're told. Tell your child to look at their teacher and the principal and say no, that you will not. It's going to be to a point where it's really going to be best you don't send your child to school because of this reason. I've said this before. 4, children are in hell today. 8-year-old children are in hell. But you don't want to hear that right now. But according to Scripture, if an 8-year-old child tastes a mark, they're hell bound. Satan does not care about your children. He does not care how young or how old your child is. They will take your child and deceive your child and make things look good. These beasts will come to your children, and they know who to use and who to send to make them like, oh, if you take this mark, you can eat. If you're hungry, you just take this mark, you can eat. And you got to teach your child to say, no, no, no. I'd rather die of starvation. I know that's easier said than done right now, but you need to train your child, get that in their minds now as they're little to make sure they do not, and you preachers need to get this through your congregation. For it's getting so close to time for us to have to take this. The times are here. Matthew 24 tells us we're in the sorrow times. And it won't be too much longer that we will be brought up before the government and to be killed for Christ's name. And that's when you can start looking out for the mark, having to take that mark of the beast. All these miracles that it's going to perform and making fire come from the heavens and stuff, it's going to tune your children in and your teenagers. They're going to be like, oh, wow, I'm going to do that. And that beast is going to know their thoughts or hear them in their midst and say, you can. All you got to do is set this mark and you can make fire come from the heaven. They're going to make it. You can do all this magical stuff. You can make things appear that's not there if you just take this mark. They're going to come to a child or you as an adult and say, if you're sick, take my mark and I'll heal your body. You've been praying and praying and fasting and God hasn't came through. Jesus ain't there. Where's he at? He should have done healed you long time ago. So take my mark and I'll heal you right now if you take my mark. And you best not take that mark because that's a deceivement. That's a lie of Satan just to get you into pits of hell. You need to look at that beast. You need to look at the people that he sends to you. Say, you need to take this mark or be killed and say, kill me now. For I will not take it. I'd rather be sick in my body. For I will not take the mark. I'd rather be sick and die with my sickness and know that I'll be in heaven. Because you're a liar, Satan. You and your demons and all these beasts of the earth are liars. You are a liar, beast. You're demonic. You will not have my soul. You're the one that kept the sickness on me. No matter how much I prayed and fasted and believed in Christ to heal my body, you would not let go. You wanted this for this very moment. You wanted me to blame Jesus for it all. But you were told, Satan, several times to let go. You and your demons were told to let go through much prayer and fasting. But you wanted me to get mad at Jesus. You wanted me to make him look like a liar. You wanted him to be a liar. You wanted to mock and blaspheme him. But Jesus is not a God that shall not lie. By his wounds I'm healed. You just wanted to rebel. That's what you got to tell the Antichrist. That's what you're going to have to tell the beast when it comes down to it in this time frame. Satan holds on to a lot of stuff. When we're praying and fasting and trying to figure out why am I not getting my healing? And I'm there myself. And when things go wrong in our life and we're like, I have prayed and fasted over this. I felt this is what Christ wanted. It's called Satan came in and blocked it. He sent his demons out to block it. He wanted you to think Christ was a liar, that the word is not true. so he can get your soul so you can turn against him in hopes that you will serve him. In a lot of ways, that goes on right now without the mark, because people flip a switch. They'll flip and say, well, I prayed and prayed and Christ hasn't came through yet. I've been believing for my healings. I've been believing in Jesus for this and that. I've been standing on the word. So I give up. I'm through. I'm not praying anymore. I will serve Satan. And most people flip that switch and bow down and start worshiping Satan. And Satan starts coming through because that's what he wants. He wants to start showing you miracles because he's mocking Christ. And he knows he's the one that bound everything to keep your prayers from being answered. When Christ was coming to help you, Jesus told people to come and help you in your time of trouble. And they rebelled against Christ and told him no. But Satan didn't let you know that. If Satan can take over the body like he did with Judas, just think what he can do when you go to the doctor and they draw your blood to make your blood work, to come out being positive for viruses or diseases or all kinds of sickness like cancer and kidney problems and lung problems and whatever else there is out here in this world. And you know for a fact deep down inside that the doctors are lying, that you don't have nothing that the doctors are saying. Why? Because Satan is putting this sickness on you. And he will not back off no matter how much you pray and fast. He is trying to keep you down and out to make you give up. He wants you to serve him. And that's how it will be in this time. He will say, take my mark and I'll let it all go. And once you take that mark, you're healed. And then it's going to be too late. Come on, folks. And then in verse 15 it says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. See, if you don't worship the beast, if you don't follow the Antichrist, you should be killed. And that's what Satan wants you, even like I was just saying, even today without the mark. He wants to bind everything. Satan wants to block your healings. He wants to block everything. He wants to rebel. Him and those demons are so rebellious. They don't want to listen to the children of God, no matter how much you pray and fast. And he wants you to give up and start worshiping him. Or if you don't, he will kill you. That's what he's doing. That's why he makes you have health problems. He wants to kill you because he once had what you're about to have. He wants to be back in heaven, but he can't be back in heaven. He's made too many mockeries and blasphemed way too much. He wants you to worship him, and he knows every trick in the book to get you to worship him. Or if he can't get you to worship him, he can still get you to quit believing in Christ or not to ever pray and read the Bible again. He knows how to deceive your mind in thinking the worst. He has killed you spiritually. He may not took your life physically, but Satan has killed you spiritually. Think about it. When you walk from Christ, you're dead spiritually. And Satan knows that. And when you do walk away from Christ and start bowing down and worshiping Satan, and he heals your body and starts doing all these miracles in your life, it's all a lie then, just to kill you. And you're already dead once you do that, either way you make it, spiritually or physically. worshiping Satan or not worshiping Satan. He's already killed you. And you just don't know it. The choice is yours. Are you going to let Satan deceive you any longer? Or are you going to stand up and say, I rebuke you. You're a liar. You're a thief. You come to kill, to steal, and destroy as Scripture says you do. You will not take my life. You will not steal my life. You will not steal my health. It does not belong to you. My body, my life belongs to Jesus Christ. My health is in His hands. I am alive. And if you want to keep rebellion, keep being rebellious and not listen to the children of God, I will not bow down to you. I still will not serve you. You can make me take all the medicine of the world for my health, and you can still make my blood work come out bad all you want, which I know is a lie, because I serve a risen Savior that said by His wounds I am healed, and He bore my sins into His body, and I am forgiven. Everything else is a lie. You may have man deceived. Man may be caught up into the worldly things and into your lies about the science and all of this stuff. But I tell you right now, you do not have me one bit. You cannot fool me. I will die with this sickness and know I'll be glorified in heaven. I will die with this health problem that you are lying about. And when I die, I will look at you and say, I told you I didn't have it, but you wanted a way for me to die. But the Lord made a way for me to live until He was ready. But you just made me suffer. Why would you want to serve Satan and a beast that makes you suffer? Why would you want to? Why would you want to take his mark? After he made you suffer as he did. Just because he wanted to be rebellious and not listen when you told him to back off in Jesus' name. When you told him to take your sickness back to the pits of hell. Or any of the problems Satan's brought up on you in your life, all these trials and tribulations. To stop tempting you. It's not worth taking the mark at all. He knows every lie in the book. He knows how to use the truth and turn the truth into a lie just to get you. He knows how to use the truth just to get you to take his mark. And you got to be wise. You need to be full of wisdom and knowledge to know he's trying to use the truth, but it's actually a lie. And that's what he's going to do when he does these miracles and make fire come from heaven. The fire, everybody's going to see it. That's going to be the truth in it. He made fire literally come down from the heavens. And it's going to be talked about. And it's going to be true how he made it. But he's still going to be lying because he's not the Christ. He is not Jesus. He is from the pits of hell. He is the Antichrist. And he's going to make you take his mark. And then after you take his mark and everything goes fine for you and you're able to buy your food and your clothes and you're able to go to your doctors and get your medicine and stuff. But remember, he also said he's going to heal you too, so you won't have to worry about the medicine. All that sounds good until it's time to go and burn in the lake of fire, be in the pits of hell and burn forever. And you're going to find out he deceived you to take that mark. He used the truth of the lightning or the fire coming from the sky for you to take his mark. You've got to be wise and full of wisdom and knowledge and know Scripture. You need to know Scripture like you know the back of your hand. You need Scripture into your heart and soul. You need to know what it says. Many people walk up to you and say, oh, it's written in the Bible, this, this, this. Oh, really? It's written in the Bible. I can go and have people tell me it's written in the Bible, and I could try to read it and never find what they said was actually written, because it's not there. Never was and never has been, and never will be. I had somebody years ago tell me something was written in the Bible. I said, really? I said, well, I've been looking for that. Can you please tell me what it is? Or I said, can you please tell me where it's at in the Bible? And they said, I can't tell you right now. I can't remember. But it's in there because I heard this other preacher talk about it. Really? Guess what? It's not in the Bible. Never has been. They didn't know that I knew that it wasn't in the Bible. But you'll have people like this. Just like a lot of people says, it says in the Bible that the earth is flat. There is not one scripture in the Bible that says the earth is flat. But a lot of people think it's written in there that it's written in scripture, the earth is flat. Not in my Bible, and I read the King James Version. It tells me there'll be an angel on four corners of the earth. And a lot of people take that as the earth being flat. And there are certain scriptures in the Bible that people take similar to that, that people think that's what it means, that the earth is flat and not round. Because it was taken out of context. You need to know Scripture and get it into your heart and soul, because there is a day coming when you won't be able to have your Bibles. That it will be illegal to have your Bibles. And if you are caught with a Bible, you will be killed. Just think, over in China, if you're caught with a Bible in your hand, you go to jail there. They will arrest you. And it will be like this in all nations. There will be a day coming when you can't have your Bibles because of this. And the Antichrist, this beast here in 13, will make that happen, because he don't want you to know the truth. And he's going to already know that you don't know the truth. He's already going to know if you know the Word of God or not. And the people that knows the Bible and knows the truth, he's going to attack them the most. You're the ones that will be attacked. He will persecute you the most, and not the ones that don't really know much. Because he don't want you persuading those that don't know the Bible that well to come to know Christ. He wants them. He wants them to take the mark. Satan can't stand to lose people. He wants as many people as he can in the pits of hell with him. And see, a lot of people, when it comes down to where you can't buy or sell anything, which means you can't go to the retailer and buy your clothes anymore, unless you have the mark. You won't be able to go and buy a new vehicle unless you have the mark. You will not even be able to go to your doctor anymore unless you have the mark. You will not be able to go to the grocery store and buy food to eat unless you have the mark. And with those things that's just been said, Many people will be so weak because they're going to be hungry. They're going to be sick. And they're going to want a doctor. They're going to want medicine. The clothes that they're wearing, it's probably got holes in them. And they need new clothes because the holes in their clothes are ripping. So they don't go naked. And I hear there's nothing like having hunger pains. Because when you're hungry, being hungry can cause severe pain. And people are going to be in a lot of pain from hunger. And you're just going to have to suffer with that. Because if you die of starvation, you would be in heaven. But if you take that mark, you're hell bound and you don't need to sell your soul out just to buy food or clothes. It's best to do without anything. It's best to die with sickness than to take the mark of the beast. There's going to be a lot of torment going on in this time frame. A lot of turmoil. And many people won't stand to be able to go hungry. And many parents are going to look at their children or their grandchildren. And they're going to sell their soul so their children and grandchildren can eat. They're going to take the mark so they can feed their family. But let me tell you, no, don't do that. I don't care how much it hurts you, how much it bothers you. Because when they die of hunger or sickness or whatever it is, they will be in heaven. They will be in the glory of the Lord. And you don't need to miss heaven yourself. You need to get there and try to get your family there. But don't you dare take the mark, because Satan is going to use that. That Antichrist will use that against you. And many people will give up and take the mark because they can't take it any longer themselves. He will prey on the lonely and vulnerable people in that time frame. And he will give them the mark and he will persuade them to take it. He will make it seem like they'll be happy. If you take this mark, you won't be lonely and vulnerable any longer. I will send you somebody. But that's a lie and a trick of him just to get your soul. It's going to be a sad, sad time in that time frame. It's going to be miserable. The pain, the suffering, the tears on people's faces. I've heard it said in churches that it might even get to a point where they bring your loved ones up to be killed and say, "I will kill this loved one of yours if you don't take the mark." And you've got to be strong and say, go ahead and kill them. Because if you take that mark, you're hell bound and it's not worth it. There's going to be so many tricks to this. People are probably going to pretend that they have taken the mark and say, "Oh, I took it. Look at my hand. I've got it." Or have it written on their forehead. They're going to make mockeries of this. They're going to blaspheme it. And they're going to trick you into going down to wherever they're going to give this at to get the mark for you to take it. And then you go back and show those people that said that they had it, and they're going to have it wiped off their hands and forehead and say, "We were joking with you. We can't believe you went down and took it." And you've already taken the mark, and it's too late. Because you took it, because you fell for what those so-called friends or family members did to you by tricking you, and they're laughing at you saying you're hell-bound now. You've got to be strong and say, "No, I don't care if you took it or not. I'm still not doing it because I am not going to burn in hell. I'd rather be in heaven. You can kill me dead right now." And that's the way it's going to be when it comes to your family and friends at that time. They grab your friends before you and say, "Take this mark or I kill your friend." Get you guys say, "Go ahead." I know that's easier said than done right now, but you got to be strong and say, "Go ahead." Because they'll be in heaven and I'll be there with them. It will come to that. Just don't fall for any tricks. Don't fall for any deceivements. Be careful and consider yourself warned. Wake up to the signs of the end that's going on now with the natural disasters. Read Matthew 24 and find out for yourself of the truth that's going on all around you. Go back to the book of Exodus and read. And as you, if you want to know too, look at the prophets in the days of old. Read the book of Daniel that tells you, because Daniel saw the same thing as John did. A lot of the prophets in the Bible, in the Old Testament, saw what John did, that he wrote Revelations. See, when the prophets saw what John is speaking about in Revelations, they didn't understand it. Some could not understand it, but they knew it had something to do with the end of time. But it was years later and generations later before John come into the present and saw what he did. And even John could not understand everything that he saw in that vision to write Revelations. But we are in the present time that John is talking about, and we understand what he's talking about because we see it. Everything that he wrote, we see it every day with our eyes. We are experiencing it where he did not. So there's a lot of things we have today that John saw back then that he could not explain. He didn't understand it. But today for us, we do. And it makes sense to us. We could have a vision today for something in the future for years and generations to come that we won't understand for our time and don't understand what it means. But we know it's coming. But in that time frame, the people who are alive on earth then, they will experience what we've seen and they will know what we were talking about because they're living through it, but we didn't, so we couldn't understand it. But the people in that present time will. That's what happened with the prophets and what happened with John that wrote Revelations. They couldn't understand a lot of this. But we understand it because we're seeing it. We're living in it. So, this is all I have for you tonight. You guys, thank you for listening. Please share with your family and friends. Don't forget to subscribe or follow. Thank you for listening, and next week will be Revelations 14. Thank you.